The goddess who created humankind. You have probably asked your mom or dad where you came from, but have you ever wondered where humans came from in the first place? Some people believe that God created humankind. Some say that we evolved from apes. To make things even more complicated, many cultures have myths about where we came from. These myths are not real, but they do represent the ideas of the people who created them. The Chinese people have a myth that humans were created by a goddess named Nüwa. Before Nüwa came on the scene, there was another god by the name of Pangu who created the world. He first separated heaven from earth. Then he put the sun, moon, and stars in the sky, shaped the earth into mountains and rivers, and even created some animals. This was really quite a wonderful world. But when Nüwa came along, she felt lonely, as though something was missing. One day, Nüwa was moping because she was feeling lonely again. She came to a pond and saw her own image in the water. When she smiled, the image smiled back. When she pretended to frown, the image frowned too. This gave her an idea. She grabbed some mud from the riverbank and shaped it into a doll that looked like herself. As soon as she put this doll on its feet, it started hopping around and made some chirpy, gua gua sound. And then it looked up at Nüwa and said, "Mama." Suddenly, Nüwa felt that she would never be lonely again. She knew then that she had created a miracle, and she named it Ren. Nüwa was no longer lonely, but one Ren was not enough. She wanted to make more and put them all over the world. Day after day, Nüwa worked on this project. But no matter how hard she worked, she couldn't make enough to fill the whole world. One day, when she was out working, it started to rain, and the ground became muddy and slippery. As she walked up a slope, she grabbed a vine to steady herself, but the vine broke and she fell. In that moment, the vine swung in the air and flung muddy droplets in all directions. As the droplets landed on the ground, they immediately came to life, just like Ren, except much smaller. They all started hopping around and calling, "Mama, Mama, Mama." Nüwa was so happy that she started to cry. In the next few days, Nüwa used the vine to quickly make many more rens. But a new worry came to her. She knew that all the rens would eventually die, and she would have to keep making more. Then she thought of an idea. She separated the wrens into two groups and told one group that they were boys and the other group that they were girls. Then she told them that when they grew up, they would create more wrens like themselves. After that, Nüwa stopped worrying and lived happily ever after. People may never agree about where humans came from. But we can all agree that babies are born from mothers who carry them in the womb before they are born. So the myth about Nüwa may just be the Chinese people's way of honoring all the mothers who produced all the babies in the world.